And now stay tuned for the mystery program that is unique among all mystery programs. Because even when you know who is guilty, you always receive a startling surprise at the final curtain. In the Signal Oil program, The Whistler, transcribed by the Signal Oil Company to enable the entire production staff of The Whistler to enjoy a summer vacation. Signal, the famous Go Farther gasoline, invite you to sit back and enjoy another strange story by The Whistler.
I am The Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes. I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
And now for the Signal Oil Company, The Whistler's strange story. You can't trust a stranger.
As you walk down the crowded corridor from the district attorney's office, you can feel the stares and hear the whispers. There's Frank Malloy. He's getting out, but not for long. It's costing you $10,000 to walk out that front door, but it's worth it, isn't it, Frank? Because you have a plan, at least part of one. Yes. You reach the front entrance, push open the heavy door, and go out into the street. There at the curb, you recognize the long yellow convertible and the attractive blonde sitting inside. She slides over as you slip in behind the wheel.
In again, out again.
Yeah.
How was jail this time?
Lay off, Vivian.
From what I read in the papers, they're going to put you away for a long, long time after the small formality of a trial.
Well, don't believe everything you read. I'm not going on trial.
You are?
No. Not going to be around long enough to give them a chance.
You're going to jump bail.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
You'll lose your...
My fee.
You already have it, Mr. Tyler. As much as I'm going to give you.
But...
I told you. I no longer need your services. Good day, Mr. Tyler.
A phone click, and Max Tyler, private detective, isn't talking to anybody anymore. You can guess what's happened, too, can't you, Max? Yes. The suspicious wife in the case has done a better job of detecting than you have. And you're through. Another phone number that you can forget. There's only one phone number that you can count on anymore, isn't there, Max? You find yourself writing that special number on your desk pad, thinking that it deserves to be framed. The magic combination of numbers that means your girl. You reach to dial her number and stop as the door to your office opens.
Well, hello.
Why?
Vivian, didn't you ever wonder how the district attorney got hold of all my records and books that I kept? Do you think I sent them to him? Do you think I wanted the smoothest gambling syndicate in the state to come crashing down around my neck? No, but somebody else did. It had to be somebody I trusted, somebody close to me. I want to be sure it wasn't Martha.
But, Frank, don't you...
And they have enough on me to put me away for 20 years. I want to know where they got it.
Oh, Frank, what difference does it make now? All that matters now is getting away.
We'll get away, baby. Don't worry. But first, I want to see Martha. I just want to know.
As you drive through the city and across the Bay Bridge, your thoughts dwell upon your wife, Martha, don't they, Frank? You begin to think back, wondering just how much Martha knew about you and your
organization of this sort.
Plus expenses, and they sometimes run high.
Plus expenses. 100 in advance.
Where do you live? What's your husband's name, and where does he work?
The name is Townsend, Bradley Townsend. Our address is 12 Wickton Drive. My husband doesn't exactly work any place. I mean, he has some interests, some investments and so forth.
Looks to me like he does pretty well. Or do you have a friend who raises mink and money trees?
I have my own money. My income is larger than my husband's. Considerably larger.
I get it. What you mean is your husband's investing is done with your dough.
That isn't important.
It is if you're buying mink to look good on somebody else.
My husband doesn't have access to that kind of money without my knowledge.
I see. You kept a tight grip on the purse strings, only now he's double-crossed you by letting go of the apron strings, huh? You always know where your money goes, but you don't always know where your husband goes, and that's where I come in.
Well, you put it rather crudely, but I can see you comprehend the situation.
Yeah, sure, I get the picture.
What more do you need to know?
Oh, a few minor details, like what does he look like, what kind of car does he drive, the license number, when does he come home, and when doesn't he come home?
Well, he usually drives our town car. It's a Cadillac, black. License number H2N843. He's quite handsome, very. His face is youthful. Tan. Brown eyes, black hair. He's old enough to have gray hair. He dresses very well, in good taste. Tweeds and Oxford grays.
And up to now, he could do no wrong. You're just plain crazy about this guy you bought, aren't you, baby?
You get the picture. Just plain crazy.
And just plain scared you can't keep him.
Just plain scared I've already lost him. You asked one other thing. When does he come home? Well, the answer is that lately he doesn't. I mean, not really. When he comes, he never stays. He only comes home to change from the tweeds to the Oxford gray.
After I find out who she is, then what?
Then you get paid.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay with me, Mrs. Townsend. You buy the ticket, and I take $100 a day tour into your husband's private life.
Oh, and don't try to reach me at any time. I'll contact you.
Anything you say?
Find out who she is and where she is. Good night.
Just a minute.
Yes?
Your handbag.
I have it.
That's just what I mean. I think it could be in safer hands. When it comes to money, Mrs. Townsend, I'm sure you know exactly what you're doing. But when you start carrying something else around in your purse, you're liable to get into trouble that money can't get you out of. You better let me have that gun. That's better.
Mrs. Townsend meant business, didn't she, Max? But you want to keep your client out of trouble. And so now the gun she carried is in your pocket, out of harm's way. And you're ready to start a day's work, or rather, a night's. You go to Townsend's residence at the address Mrs. Townsend gave you. Wait quietly outside. And soon the man who is nothing but a description in your notebook appears. You follow as he drives away in the big black Cadillac with the license number you jotted down. The trail leads to a nightclub downtown. Park. And then wait. And then follow Mr. Bradley Townsend inside and casually approach the maitre d'.
Good evening, sir. Your pleasure?
Could I have that table right over there? The one just across from the gentleman being seated?
Certainly, sir. One moment. Chris.
Yes, sir.
Table 5 for this gentleman.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You sit quietly, studying your prey. He fits his wife's description, doesn't he, Max? Youthful somehow, tanned and handsome. Tonight his tweeds have been exchanged for an expensively tailored dinner jacket. You can understand why Mrs. Townsend would worry whenever he...
After all, to give you such good mileage, Signal gasoline has to help your engine run more efficiently. So efficiently, you save gasoline 3 ways. 1, you save gasoline with Signal's prompt starting. 2, you save gasoline with Signal's smooth pickup. And 3, you save gasoline with Signal's full power. The kind of performance makes driving more fun. That's why motorists with a zest for driving pleasure, as well as those who appreciate economy, are both enthusiastic about Signal. the famous Go Farther gasoline.
Signal, signal, signal gasoline. Your car will go far with Go Farther gasoline.
Right, Robin.
It's a fishing village.
Oh.
Still, it doesn't seem possible that a man doesn't have any friends.
Oh, you must have a girlfriend.
Yeah. Had a girl once in Hyannis. Her name was Mamie.
Mamie?
Hmm. It was a long time ago when I was young and foolish.
Whatever happened to Mamie?
I wouldn't know. I wrote her for a while, but when I didn't get any answer to my letters, I just forgot about Mamie.
Say, Chuck, tell me. What kind of work do you do?
I'm one of those guys who can do anything until you pin me down, and then it turns out I can't do much of anything.
Well, I'm sure you'll fit in somewhere, someday. Just haven't run into it yet.
Maybe. In the meantime, I like drifting around the world. But I'm talking too much. I don't get the chance to talk to people very often, especially about myself.
Headquarters for Happy Miley. And even if you're not planning a vacation trip, well, any time is a good time to power your car with Signal, the famous Go Farther gasoline.
Signal, signal, signal gasoline. Your car will go far with Go Farther gasoline.
It's a terrible shock, isn't it, Max? Seeing the man you were hired to follow in the company of the girl you love. You've never liked surprises, and this one is almost too much to bear, isn't it? You leave the nightclub, wait outside, your mind spinning with hate and confusion. Then you leave and drive to the apartment building where Barbara lives and go straight to her apartment on the second floor. You take your key ring from your pocket and select one of the most important tools of your trade. A master key, and quietly open a door. Then close it carefully after you enter. You walk across the living room to the leather davenport near the window. Finally, after what seems like hours, you hear a key in the door.
Here we are. Had a wonderful time, Brad.
Glad you did. Barbara.
Yes?
You're a very beautiful woman. You know that.
Do I?
Come here.
It's early yet, Brad. You can stay a while. Wait, I'll turn on the light.
Thanks, baby, for turning on the light. I can take a better aim.
Max.
Hello, Mr. Bradley Townsend.
Max.
Hello and goodbye.
Max, you've killed him. Are you crazy?
Only about you, Barbara.
What are you going to do now?
That depends on you. Suppose you tell me. What are you going to do now?
Matthew, you know how it is with us, the same. It'll always be the same.
And him? Where did he fit into the picture?
Well, the only place you don't, he took me to nice places, bought me nice presents.
He sounds real nice.
I guess maybe he was. I really didn't notice. You're not a nice guy, Max, but you're for me.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying it. I'll go all the way with you, Max. Even if it's murder.
There isn't any if, baby. This is murder.
Tell me what you want me to do.
I gotta play it dumb. That means you gotta play it smart. And I gotta trust you. Up to a point, at least. Like, say, the point of a gun.
I mean what I said, Max. Every word of it.
A girl always means what she says. When she says it.
I'm not just a girl, Max. I'm your girl. Remember?
There's never been anything wrong with my memory. From now on, just make sure that yours stays in working order.
What are you doing?
Checking Mr. Bradley Townsend's identification.
What'd you find?
Real money. Quite a wad. Considering the story I got from the little woman.
You've met his wife?
She's my client. She hired me to find out about you.
I'm sorry, Max. That was rough.
Too late for tears, baby. Things could get rougher now, but not if you stick by me and not if we play it smart. Listen, baby, I'm keeping this money. It's no use to him now, and she's got plenty more where this came from, so I'm playing finders keepers. When all this is over, I'll supply those nice things you seem to want so badly.
You're going to make this look like robbery?
It's going to look exactly like what it could have been. Murder. Motive jealousy. I'll leave enough dough on him to make it look good. And I'll also leave this. The biggest, fattest clue a cop could ask for.
Your gun?
It's Mrs. Townsend's gun.
Oh. And that's how it's going to be.
That's how it was, baby. And don't forget it.
I'm sorry this happened to him, but if anything ever happened to you, Max, I don't think I could stand it. If it's up to me, nothing's going to happen to you.
Then that's the way I leave it, baby. Up to you.
It's a bad situation, isn't it, Max? Having to depend on a girl who has already double-crossed you. But there is something on your side. Barbara knows you mean business. She can't help but know that, after having seen you kill. Quickly, you rehearse her in the parts of the story that she can tell. A story you're certain will hold up, if Barbara maintains it. You make her repeat it over and over and over again. Then, as she calls the police in response to your instructions, you hurry downstairs, slip out a back door of the apartment. The following day finds you in the office of Lieutenant Carter of Homicide. Your visit is voluntary. So is the information you provide.
Well, that's the way I figured it, Lieutenant, but maybe I could be of some help to you on this case.
Yeah, maybe you can. Only aren't you playing this a little out of character, Tyler? The way I remember it, you got no use for police routine. How come this time you're asking for it?
I'm not asking for anything, Lieutenant. This time I've got something to give. You can take it or leave it. Doesn't make any difference to me.
Oh, we'll take it, Max. For whatever it's worth.
I've only got facts to offer. Number one, that Mrs. Bradley Townsend was a client of mine. Number two, that she was jealous of her husband. And number three, that when she came to my office, she had a gun in her possession. Those are the facts. You can add them up for yourself.
Oh, not yet. Not until I have them all.
Yes, sir?
Bring Mrs. Townsend in, please. Yeah, perhaps your client can supply some of those missing facts. You think so, Tyler?
Perhaps. If you know a fact when you see one.
Hmm.
Isn't it sometimes hard to tell when you start asking somebody who might be the murderer?
It's police routine to sort out the facts after we get them. And as for who we get them from, why, anybody might be the murderer, Max. In a homicide case, everybody is suspect. That's routine, too. Hello, Mrs. Townsend. Won't you sit down?
Thank you, Lieutenant.
You know Mr. Tyler here?
Yes, I know him.
Now, Mrs. Townsend, what I would like you to do is to start at the beginning again and tell me your whole story.
Oh, but I already have. I've told you all that I can.
You insist you did not kill your husband.
I could not kill my husband. I didn't even know where this Barbara Allen lived.
Now, Barbara Allen claims you were hiding in her apartment when she and your husband returned from a nightclub. That you shot him deliberately as soon as she turned on the light.
How could I have gotten into her apartment without a key?
Oh, I don't know. But there are many ways. Maybe Miss Allen left the door open when she went out. Maybe you happened to have a key that fit. There's lots of ways. Why would Miss Allen say you did it if you didn't?
I don't know.
Now, that's the statement of an eyewitness, Mrs. Townsend. You admit you were jealous of your husband. You admit he was killed with your gun.
I admit, as you put it, to everything that is the truth. I told you about the gun. It's mine. But it was taken away from me. By Mr. Tyler.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Townsend. That'll be all for now. Sergeant, you show Mrs. Townsend out.
I'm certainly sorry this happened, Lieutenant. Maybe if I'd been called in on the case earlier, I mean, if Mrs. Townsend had come to me sooner, maybe I could have stopped her.
Stopped her from what?
Why, from killing her husband. That's what you're saying she did.
Well, you agreed to meet Vivian. A few minutes later, the headlights of her car come into view.
Right on time.
What? Oh, hi, Mr. Malloy. Didn't know you were here yet. Say, thanks for the suit. How do I look?
Just fine, Chuck.
Are we on time for the party, Frank?
Oh, right on time. Oh, say, Chuck, would you give me a hand with some stuff in my car? It's right over
here. Sure. Vivian said we were going to a party. Is it in that place up there?
No, not there.
I didn't think so. Joint looks closed down. It's sure dark out here. What are we going to
tell you? Chuck, this! Yeah. Party's almost over for you, Chuck.
What happened?
I hit him. It'll be easier to handle this way. Hold that door open so I can put him in the car.
Right. What are we going to do now?
After I talk with our eyewitness, Barbara Allen, again, maybe I'll see, too.
Okay, Lieutenant. When you do come up with all the answers, let me know, will you? Now that I find out I'm considered a suspect in the case, I'm more interested in it than ever.
Well, don't you worry, Tyler. You'll hear from me.
The lieutenant's not satisfied to have an open and shut case, is he, Max? You're sure he's out to polish his badge with a little personal glory. He probably figures if he doesn't do everything the hard way, he'll be labeled a dumb cop. And to you, that's just what he is, isn't he, Max? He represents the very thing that kept you from becoming a regular cop on the force. Police routine. The monotonous study, the ceaseless probing, the repetitious, unrewarding duty of police routine. You only hope that your sweetheart, Barbara Allen, will understand this attacking mechanism of police routine and be equipped to withstand its many masked maneuvers.
Hello?
Tyler?
Oh, that's right, Lieutenant. Found any new answers to the Townsend case?
Looks like the case is closed, so far as I'm concerned.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, it's going to be up to a judge and jury from here on in. And it doesn't look too good for Mrs. Townsend. And there's an eyewitness who'll swear to the crime. It sort of puts a suspect's back against the wall.
The eyewitness's story sealed up the case for you?
Yeah, it looks that way. Townsend's girlfriend is in the clear. And so, incidentally, are you.
Well, thanks. That's nice to know. I'll be seeing you, Lieutenant.
This summer, when you start off on your vacation trip, it'll be mighty handy to have a good map in your car. And there's no map handier than the free one you'll find at Signal service stations. No need to squint to find where you're going on a Signal map. They're jumbo size for quick, easy reading. And no need to wrestle with them, getting them open or folded again. Signal maps have the latest accordion fold for more convenient handling. But that's only the beginning. In addition, Signal maps contain a guide to interesting places to visit, plus a traveler's radio guide, so you can follow your favorite programs as you travel, plus enlarged sections of metropolitan areas. And if you happen to need a street map to guide you in the larger cities of the Pacific Coast states, Signal stations have them free, too. In fact, whether you need a free map, some helpful advice, or a tank full of the famous Go Farther gasoline, you'll find that friendly, independently operated Signal stations have just about everything it takes to make your vacation driving or your everyday driving more pleasant.
Signal, signal, signal gasoline. Your car will go far with Go Farther gasoline.
Yes, Max, things look good, don't they? The way you have it figured, you've a full house. You have your girl, your freedom, and a well-fed wallet, thanks to the late Mr. Bradley Townsend. So...
And go farther with Signal.
Signal, signal, signal gasoline. Your car will go far with Go Farther gasoline.
One morning, 2 months later, you open your eyes in a hotel just outside the city of Los Angeles, don't you, Frank? Yes, you've been here 2 months, waiting for someone to find the body of Chuck and identify him as you, the missing Frank Malloy. And last night's paper carried the story you've been waiting for, the story of your death. Now it'll be safe to change your name and leave the country with Vivian. Everything has gone perfectly, hasn't it, Frank?
His trail before he met his untimely end.
I'd just been called in on the case. I hadn't had a chance to even get a line on the guy yet.
Well, like I said, you didn't exactly earn your dough this time.
Just what are you getting at, Lieutenant?
Cherchez la femme, Max. And that means you never did find the woman either. The doll that Bradley Townsend was double-crossing his wife for, isn't
that right? That's right. I didn't even have the chance to get a line on Townsend, so how could I find the girl? Why don't you just get to the point, Lieutenant? What's up?
All right, Tyler, I'll explain it to you. I think you already know that when a dumb cop goes on a case, it's routine to check every angle, even when a big clue stares him right in the face, like Mrs. Townsend's gun, or even when he's got a convenient eyewitness, like Miss Barbara Allen.
So?
Well, this case was no different. I follow routine. I check every angle, including every line I can get on you.
You won't find anything on me.
I already found it.
What do you mean? I tell you my slate's clean.
Is it? Now, Max, if you never knew Bradley Townsend's girlfriend, how come you knew her telephone number?
I didn't.
I think you did. You wrote it down.
Wrote it? Look, Lieutenant, you can't pin anything on me. You can't prove I knew that number.
Oh, yes, I can. I admit it might be tough, Max, almost like magic, but I can do it even if I have to do it with mirrors.
What are you talking about?
On your desk here, you wrote down the number.
You're guessing, Lieutenant. I write down lots of numbers, but I always throw them away.
Yes, but this time you made a mistake, Max. Before you threw this one away, you blotted that number on your desk blotter, you see?
My blot? Barbara's phone number.
Yeah, Barbara's phone number a dozen times. Sort of says your own number is up. Right, Max?
Let that whistle be your signal for the Signal Oil program, The Whistler, each Sunday night at this same time. Meantime, Signal Oil Company and the friendly independent dealers who help you go farther with Signal gasoline hope you'll remember. Regardless of what gasoline you use, you'll enjoy more miles of happy driving if you drive at sensible speeds, obey traffic regulations, and avoid taking chances. You may even save a life, possibly your own. Featured in tonight's story were Bill Foreman as the Whistler, Les Tremaine, Alice Reinhardt, Joe Gilbert, Larry Dobkin, and Herbert Litton. The Whistler was produced and directed by George W. Allen, with story by Shirley Gordon, music by Wilbur Hatch, and was transcribed and transmitted overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. The Whistler was entirely fictional, and all characters portrayed on The Whistler are also fictional. Any similarity of names or resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Remember to tune in at this same time next Sunday when the Signal Oil Company will bring you another strange story by The Whistler. Marvin Miller speaking for the Signal Oil Company. Stay tuned now for Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden, which follows immediately over most of these stations. This is the CBS Radio Network.